In the gospel reading today, Jesus says something that we only hear just a few times in the gospels, and he says, "I say to you, my friends." Doesn't say that very often. So he's obviously making quite a point. Number one, in calling us his friends, but number two, in calling attention to what it is that he is saying. So he said, first of all, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, and after that can do nothing more. But I will show you him whom you should be afraid of, him who after he is killed has the power to cast into hell. There's only one who has the power to cast into hell, and that is God. And obviously, the Lord himself is the judge. And so we're all going to have to stand before him one day. Every last one of us is going to die. At the end of the world, those people will not die, but who wants to be around at that point? So we have the privilege of being alive now. We will also have the great privilege of being able to die. And then we stand before the Lord for judgment. People these days seem to have no fear of God. Tragically, they seem to have no fear of Satan either. We don't need to be running around being afraid of the devil, but we do need to respect the power that he has. Remember, Satan has power over anything material. That is an absolute. He has power over anything material. So there's a lot that he can do. And we know on the spiritual level there's a lot that he can do. But he's a creature. He is finite. He is limited. And ultimately, he can only do what he is allowed to do. So God may allow him to tempt, but he's not going to allow a whole lot more than that. Now, if we're stupid enough to actually invite the vile creature in and to do something, then he's got full rein to do whatever it is you've invited him to do. And remember, he's a legalist. So it's not like you had to say, "Oh, dear Satan, I invite you to come in and do this in my life." No, you didn't have to do that. All you had to do is roll the red carpet out for him to say, "Demons, welcome here," in whatever way that we happen to do it. And we have lots of ways that we can do that. But of course, he doesn't tell you that that's what it is, because otherwise you'd roll up the carpet. He just wants it laid out there. So yes, the devil can do lots of problems, can cause lots of problems, can cause lots of trouble in our lives. And yet, in spite of Satan's best efforts, God will actually use the vile creature to help make us become saints. If we choose to reject him, if we want him out of our lives, if we do everything that we can to be able to remove the evil spirit from our lives and let the Holy Spirit in to be able to take over, to lead us to our Lord, that's what this is all about. Now, we don't need to be quaking in fear of God. Obviously, when we talk about the fear of the Lord, yes, we need to have respect. We need to recognize he is God, and we are mere creatures, and rather pathetic ones at that. And so, yes, by ourselves, we have no standing before him. And yet, by his grace, we have been made his children. Now, how sad would it be for those of you who are parents, especially thinking back, or if you have kids who are young, how sad would it be if your kids were terrified of you? "I'm really afraid of my mom and dad." Well, they need to have respect. They need to know that they're going to get themselves in trouble if they do something. It's not like you're a pushover and they can just think that they can rule the house, which what a lot of them do today. But at the same time, how tragic it would be for you, as well as for your kids, if they were scared of you, if they were terrified of you. And wouldn't that be horrible? Well, God doesn't want us being terrified of him either. He's our Heavenly Father. He loves us. This is why St. Paul talks about the confidence that we have to have. Not being cocky, but being confident. Confident means with faith. My just one will live by faith. So we need to have not a servile fear of God, but a filial fear of God. And that filial fear comes from the love of God, to love him so much that we would fear to offend him. Now again, I always use the example of putting that into a marriage. If a husband is afraid, he fears offending his wife because he's going to sleep on the couch, wrong reason. That's being scared. If I love my wife so much that I would fear to offend her, I don't want to hurt her, I don't want to do anything that would offend her, just because I love her, that's the proper kind of fear to have. Not because of what the consequences might be, but rather because of the pain that we would inflict on the person whom we love. So if we truly love God, we aren't going to be afraid of him, but we're not going to be arrogant. And we're going to have confidence, and we're going to have that proper kind of fear of the Lord, which is the foundation for all the others. That's what we have to be about. So it's to be afraid in that sense, knowing that yes, we could be cast into hell. One mortal sin is enough if we aren't repentant. But at the same time, if we are repentant, we've confessed our sins and they are forgiven, why run around being afraid? Oh, I might go to hell. If your sins are forgiven, no, you're not. So if you run around being afraid of it, you're just keeping yourself from growing in holiness. Have the respect, the fear of the Lord in that sense, so that in love for God, you're going to grow closer and closer to him. And the closer you get to God, the more you're going to respect him, the more you're going to have fear in that proper sense, but not in the wrong sense. Again, you're not afraid. St. Augustine brought that up 1600 years ago. He said, if a soldier goes away someplace and is gone for a couple of years, is he afraid to come back to his parents or to his wife and children? No, he's longing to go back because he loves them and he knows they love him. He's not afraid to go home. So if we love God and he loves us, why would we be afraid to go to heaven? Why would we be afraid to stand before him for judgment? That's why St. John says perfect love casts out all fear. There is no fear if we truly love him. If we're afraid of him, yeah, that's bad news. But if we truly love him, we're going to have the proper respect. We're going to have the proper filial fear of the Lord. We're going to approach him certainly with the greatest confidence, but with the greatest respect as well. That's what this is all about. So yes, we know the power of God. We know that he is our judge. We know that yes, if I do not repent, I will be condemned. Yes, we know that. But we also know that God is merciful and that God loves us and we don't need to be scared of God. If we love him, we're going to have confidence. We're going to be at peace, but we're going to have only the greatest respect, the greatest filial fear, because we love him so much. That is exactly what he does for us. He loves us so much he wouldn't ever do anything that would offend us. And if we love him, we wouldn't ever do anything that would offend him either. And when we're doing that, there is no fear in that negative sense. There is only the positive sense because of that great love, that great respect that we have for God. So don't be afraid of somebody who can kill your body. That means you get to go to heaven. I mean, why should we be afraid? It's like, praise the Lord, somebody wants to murder me? That's all right, I can go to be with God now. Unless we don't really believe in God, then we might not want to be there. But if we have true faith, it's like, well, so what? They can kill the body, who cares? Not that I want them to, but if they do, praise the Lord. But we don't need to fear them because we know who the judge is. That's the one we need to fear, but in the proper way, so that when we see him, it will be a day of great joy, a day of profound love, when that fear, that love for the Lord will find its fulfillment, and we can enter into his glory. That's what our faith is about. That's why the just one lives by faith, and building on that faith is that filial fear, that pure, true love for our Lord.